Halifax. The latest news on the results of Nova Scotia's election. All times Eastern, 12 a.m. The Nova Scotia Progressive Conservatives have won a majority government in the provincial election. The Tories won 31 of the province's 55 seats, with two ridings left to call. Progressive Conservative leader Tim Houston has promised to devote hundreds of millions of dollars to health care in the first year of the party's mandate. Houston says these investments will increase the number of family doctors, bolster the mental health system and create more nursing home beds. 10:30 p.m. Nova Scotia Premier-designate Tim Houston says the Tories' electoral triumph shows the province is ready for change. The Progressive Conservative leader celebrated the upset win with a cheering crowd in New Glasgow. NS Houston reaffirmed his campaign commitment to spend heavily on health care. He beamed as he recounted how the Tories defied pollsters' early projections of a third Liberal majority government. 10 p.m. Ian Rankin says he'll continue to lead Nova Scotia's Liberals after the party's decisive electoral defeat. Rankin told supporters gathered in Halifax he wouldn't change anything about his party's campaign. The Liberals were expected to sail to a third majority government given their successful pandemic response and their place in the polls. But the Tories led by Tim Houston came from behind to take the legislature after campaigning on a promise to invest massively in health care. 9:15 p.m. Nova Scotia NDP leader Gary Burrell has won his riding of Halifax-Chibucto. Burrell was first elected to the Nova Scotia legislature in 2009 and served until 2013. He became NDP leader in 2016 before being re-elected to the legislature in 2017. About 2 hours after polls closed, NDP members were elected or leading in 10 ridings. 8:45 p.m. Nova Scotia Progressive Conservative leader Tim Houston has won the riding of Pictou East. Houston is projected to become premier after leading his party to a surprise victory. Liberal leader Ian Rankin has won his riding of Timberlea Prospect. Rankin called the election on July 17, less than 5 months into his tenure at the party's helm after replacing Stephen McNeil. 8:30 p.m. A number of prominent Nova Scotia Liberals have lost their seats in legislature as the Tories build their ranks in an unexpected victory. Transportation Minister Lloyd Hines has lost his seat in Guysborough-Tracadie. Speaker Kevin Murphy is also out in Eastern Shore. Justice Minister Randy Delery was defeated in Antigonish, 8:10 p.m. The Tories have pulled off an upset win in Nova Scotia's election after trailing for months in the polls. The Canadian press projects the Progressive Conservatives will form the next provincial government. It's unclear whether they'll have a majority in the legislature. Tory leader Tim Houston led his party to victory with a left-leaning, big-spending platform focused on health care. 7:50 p.m. The Tories have taken an early lead in Nova Scotia's election. Less than 1 hour after most polls closed, the Progressive Conservatives were elected in 7 ridings and were leading in at least 20 others. The Tories need 28 seats to secure a majority in the province's newly expanded 55-seat legislature. At dissolution, the Liberals held 24 of 51 seats, followed by the Progressive Conservatives with 17. 7:30 p.m. 6 polling stations across Nova Scotia that were delayed this morning are now closed and the vote count is underway. Elections Nova Scotia extended voting by a half hour at polling stations in Halifax, Bedford, Napanee and Antigonish. All other polling stations closed on time at 7 p.m. Almost 177,000 people cast advanced ballots or mail-in votes, which is about 58,000 more than in the 2017 provincial election. 7 p.m. Most polls have closed across Nova Scotia as the province awaits the results of a midsummer election held during the COVID-19 health crisis. Voting will continue for another half hour at 6 polling stations where voting was delayed this morning. The Liberals are hoping the vote will hand them a third majority government after campaigning on their record in office and their handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. A total of 28 seats are needed to secure a majority in the province's newly expanded 55-seat legislature. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 17, 2021. The Canadian Press note to readers, this is a corrected story. A previous version erroneously reported that Speaker Kevin Murphy lost in Eastern Passage. In fact, he lost in Eastern Shore.